Welcome everyone to the Co-Management Blast-Off Series. Today, I'm joined by Joey Glock, and we're going to dive into conditional access.
Happy to do it.
So Joey, I wanted to start off just by getting an overview of what conditional access is and how devices in a co-management state can take advantage of conditional access.
Yeah, so conditional access is really a cloud-based engine across M365, all Microsoft 365 services, to establish a sense of identity and trust. And so conditional access will evaluate a given user, device, and app accessing a corporate resource and decide whether that user, device, or app should be trusted and is secure enough to have access to that resource.
So it really is about security there. That's an important element.
Yeah, security built around the identity parameter.
Excellent. Fantastic. So how does it relate to co-managed devices?
Yeah, so all the investments that we're making for this cloud-based solution apply equally whether the device is managed directly by Intune or whether it's a co-managed device through SECM.
Excellent. So in today's sort of modern workplace, how important is conditional access?
It's crucial. It touches on all aspects of how people get work done in today's workplace. So because it's governing access for corporate resources in the cloud, there's no need to set up a network perimeter or anything like that. It's identity based. When a user signs in at that time, we identify again whether that user, that device, and that application is trusted and secure enough to get access to that resource.
So it's all about that person and the context in what they're trying to access, the resources.
Yep, absolutely.
Fantastic.
So conditional access is really broken into two phases. The first is a pre-breach security analysis. So this is just making sure a device is configured according to company security policy. So on Windows devices and co-managed devices, this would be parameters like making sure BitLocker is turned on, making sure that antivirus signatures are up to date, and so on. And this is all achieved through Intune's compliance policy toolset, which is growing all the time. But the second interesting piece that we're investing in going forward is the post-breach incident-based analysis that Intune can provide. And this is really where the M365 experience comes in. And I'm going to jump into a quick demo to show you this.
Fantastic.
So Intune has partnered with Windows Defender Advanced Threat Protection, or ATP. And ATP, what it does is it does behavioral analysis on devices to make sure that there's not any suspicious behavior going on. And so I'm going to jump into the Windows Defender ATP console here. And so as we can see here, we have 32 active alerts. And this is traditionally a security operations person that's going to be monitoring these events. And what we've seen is that there's a suspicious sequence of exploration activities here. So Windows ATP has identified a threat. They know that it's active on the device. And traditionally, this would kind of be the end of it. The security operations person would come in, review this threat, and decide what to do about it. Potentially, that's notifying the end user that owns this device or isolating the machine from the network. But that all depends on human interaction and response to the event. But the power of where conditional access comes in is that this device will be categorized into three different threat levels. And that's low threat, medium threat, or high threat. And what a IT admin can do is come into Intune. We talked about Intune's compliance evaluation, and they can specify a device compliance policy for that device. So let's look at our device compliance policies here. So again, this is whether it's a co-managed device or an Intune managed device. We can specify a Windows 10 policy that basically integrates with ATP and says, what is your highest level of tolerance for machine risk, low, medium, or high? Now, what we could say is that we'll tolerate low-risk events, but any medium or high-risk events that gets fired, make sure this device is evaluated as non-compliant. And so this, again, enhances the configuration-based controls that Intune provides, like making sure BitLocker is on, with even though you've already had all those controls, even though you know the device is securely configured, we still see an active incident on the device, and we should still treat the device as untrusted. So once this is defined, a admin can go into Azure Active Directory. I'm just going to close out this policy and define a conditional access policy. So this is, again, because we're building this at the identity layer and because conditional access is an engine across M365, we've now taken ATP risk, we've fed that to Intune, and Intune's going to write a CA policy in AAD. And that CA policy can have a condition or a grant control on it that basically says we're requiring that this device is marked as compliant. So now what we've done is we've strung together, and if we deploy this across our user base, we've strung together a list of controls that says as soon as an incident is fired, as soon as ATP has done that detection, mark the device as not compliant and block it from accessing all corporate resources. And so when this incident happens in real time, without requiring any admin intervention or response, we're immediately shutting down access to the network and blocking that attack from pulling down any more corporate information from that network. And so if I show you what this would look like, let's say this device has an active incident that's just fired. Perhaps I opened a malicious email attachment that has a script running that is injecting code and elevating its own privilege to admin rights. If that happens, ATP will pick this up as a high-risk threat. And if I try to go in and check my email in Outlook, conditional access has just received that threat from ATP into Intune. Intune's written to AAD, and at the request time, I'm told that I can't get there from here. So I'm blocked access. I no longer can pull down any new email to the device, and we have this rule-based engine, and that really shows the beauty of conditional access at play.
So what was really interesting there, Joey, as you talked, you talked about the traditional pre-breach approach conditional access provides and protection it provides. But the post-breach is something new, and the integration with ATP, really customers getting cloud connected and those devices in a co-managed state now means you can take an approach that protects devices and resources post-breach.
Absolutely, yeah. I think conditional access, it has been thought of as configuration-based. Is this device secure? But the investments that we've made over the last year and that we'll continue to make is to continue to round that story out, again, across Microsoft 365. So just enabling co-management is going to give you, we're going to continue to bolster that, making sure the device is secure pre-breach configuration. But we're going to enhance it with more efforts and more integrations with ATP that determines whether there's an active incident on the device to give you a full end-to-end solution. And I think that shows really the power of the conditional access engine today.
Absolutely. So if I'm a customer today looking at conditional access, where can I sort of get started? What sort of resources are out there?
Yeah, so you can go to aka.ms/co-management, and you're going to find all sorts of great resources and documentation to help you get started there. I think one key bullet point to call out is that you will need to recreate your compliance policies in Intune. So you'll need to build all of the policy engine, both pre-breach and post-breach that we talked about, in Intune in a modern managed way. And you'll target that out to users, and you'll be able to get conditional access up in no time.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for your time today, Joey, and going into one of the big heroes of co-management in conditional access. Thank you, everyone, and stay tuned for the Co-Management Blastoff series.